I'm Elizabeth Bulkley. Alfie Cohn is a nationally known educator and parenting expert. He's the author of more than 10 books and numerous articles. His newest book is called The Homework Myth, Why Our Kids Get Too Much of a Bad Thing. Alfie, can you begin by telling us what is the homework myth?
The homework myth, I guess, is that homework does more good than harm. That it's necessary in order for kids to learn well that they should have to take home schoolwork after spending a whole day in school. And so the question I want to invite readers to ask is why we assume that there has to be homework and why there has to be the homework that there currently is.
Is there more homework now? And if so, why?
Homework for younger kids has definitely increased. In fact, I came upon a brand new study that updates one done a few years ago, showing that the amount of homework that 6 to 9-year-olds done has gone up astronomically, even since the late 1980s. There's more mixed evidence in terms of older kids, and I offer a half dozen reasons to try to make sense of why our kids get too much of a bad thing. Of those, the three most prominent are: we don't understand how learning happens. Most people don't really know why it shouldn't be the case that if you spend more time on a task, you should learn it better. It should, quote, reinforce, unquote, your learning, which is a term borrowed from behaviorism. The second explanation is the tougher standards, raise the bar, accountability fad that has education in America in its grip just now. And the third of the major reasons is that a lot of us in this country just don't trust kids. We don't believe that they will spend their time in a constructive way. In other words, homework is literally busy work. We got to keep the young ones moral after school.
Well, is there no justification for heavy amounts of homework then?
For heavy amounts of homework, I think we have to be particularly skeptical about claims. The more interesting question, I think, is when we need homework at all, if indeed we do. One certainly could argue that we should be sparing in terms of the amount of homework, that we need to improve the quality of homework, that we need to give kids more choices about what they do, and that we need to change the default so that there isn't any homework unless and until it's proved necessary in a given instance. I'm not satisfied if we simply bring it down to 40 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, if the 40 or 10 minutes worth of stuff isn't worth doing at all. So if we're talking about a model in which kids just have to take home a practice sheet and do the same kind of thing over and over again, where the point is to produce a behavior, not to deepen understanding, then we have to talk about quality and not just quantity. Then the next step, of course, is to think about whether kids were brought into the process of thinking about the learning and the homework, and whether it makes sense.
Does the emphasis on more and more homework tie in with a shift to over-scheduling our children across the board?
Yes, although there are only so many hours in the day. So even if you believe that extracurricular activities, within reason, can be helpful to kids, and there is research to suggest that they can be, there are fewer opportunities to do stuff that's just plain fun when you have packets of worksheets to slog through. I mean, you know, parents get around and complain about this all the time. Moms sitting around on the playground talking about how they dread homework. I mean, how their kids dread it, about how it's costing children parts of their childhoods, to say nothing of their emotional health. And then the parents come into school and ask, how big should the binders be? Or is it okay if they use the internet for this assignment? Why aren't parents asking the questions that matter? Why aren't they asking, where are the data to support the idea that kids need to do homework at all? Why aren't the kids participating in making these decisions? But instead of asking these, as is so often the case in our society, we accept the premises without a whimper and confine ourselves to simply tweaking the implementation, asking how to do it, not whether or why.
What kind of research supports the claims that more homework is good?
Virtually no research supports the claim that homework is good. That's the most astonishing revelation, I think, that I came across in my own research on this topic. For example, there has never been any research demonstrating that children younger than high school need homework or benefit from homework academically, and that in fact, there has never been a persuasive demonstration that children of any age or in any schools would suffer academically if they had no homework at all. The other astonishing revelation, I think, is that the idea that kids develop good work habits, become more independent or responsible or self-disciplined as a result of doing homework, has never been demonstrated. Not a single study has ever corroborated what has become really an urban myth, except it's also a rural and suburban myth in our society.
What's the alternative then? What does work?
Making sure that learning is driven by projects and problems and questions that kids have about the world, rather than by facts and skills and separate disciplines. Helping kids to feel part of a community of learners, rather than as separate selves who sometimes must even try to defeat one another. Real learning comes when kids have a reason for wanting to know why people act in the way they do, how the world works. Having kids read and get in the habit of reading and loving reading at home as well as at school, that makes sense. When I ask parents and teachers around the country, what are your long-term goals for your kids? They don't say, for my kids to be able to convert decimals into fractions. They don't say, for kids to know the difference between a simile and a metaphor. They say, for my kids to become good thinkers and good people who want to read and think even when it's not required, or words to that effect. Homework not only doesn't make that more likely to happen, it makes it less likely to happen. Every time kids take home an assignment that feels dreadful and tedious and pointless to them, it becomes a little less likely that they will grow into lifelong learners whose curiosity drives them to make sense of the world, no matter how old they are. Homework is not only pointless in the sense of being not terribly useful, it's actually damaging the things we care about most. And I'm not just talking about their free time. I'm talking about their desire to know.
What can parents and what can educators do?
First, parents and teachers can make themselves aware of the research. They can peer through the fog of rhetoric about tougher standards and reinforcing knowledge and more self-discipline that surrounds the issue. Once you make yourself aware of the facts, once you realize that research doesn't support homework in most cases, you're already uneasy and disoriented in a way that's useful for making change. Second, in the case of parents, we can talk with other parents about not just whining about what homework is doing to our families, but figuring out how to organize and mobilize other parents so we become a political force. And there's not just one parent saying, why does my kid have to do this? My kid doesn't need that worksheet. But a bunch of parents can say, no kids benefit from these worksheets. We want our family time back, but we also want our children to become excited learners, and homework's making that less likely to happen. And then they slap down a book or an article, you know, in front of the principal or the superintendent and say, justify what you're doing in light of the fact that research doesn't support the current practices. You do it in a respectful way, of course. And you don't just limit it to how much homework. Is there too much? Is there too little? Is there just right? I mean, that sort of Goldilocks approach overlooks the big questions of why we give homework at all. Teachers, meanwhile, need to help parents understand what the research says. In the homework myth, I draw not only from research, but from interviews I've conducted with teachers and parents all over the country for whom a light bulb went off and who have started to think about this in a different way. I talk not only to third grade teachers who say, the only homework you're ever going to get in my classroom is to read books you love. I talk to high school chemistry teachers, high school social studies teachers who don't give homework and whose kids are flourishing, who are actually more interested in the topic as a result of the abolition of homework. And I've talked to people who run schools where homework is rare or very different from the traditional approach, or they have none at all, and how these schools actually find that kids at home at night are doing more and better learning as a result of being freed from the traditional pressures of doing conventional homework. Once teachers and parents are aware that this isn't like the weather, it's just something you have to put up with, but rather represents a political decision that can be questioned and challenged, it's empowering for us to then say, we can do better by our kids.
Well, Alfie, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Alfie Cohn is the author of The Homework Myth, Why Our Kids Get Too Much of a Bad Thing. I'm Elizabeth Bulkley.